This is me just talking here. I'm not sure, just talking. I was thinking about the ways of communication with the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. The way I see it so far, I communicate with the Father through His creation and also through my words. I talk to Him constantly. And the way I see it, because it's my words and the words is Jesus, I relate to the Lord through my words, and He can relate to me because word is Jesus to a degree. Bear with me. In that sense, in a simple way, I talk to the Father a lot. He talks back to me. And not as much as I like to, but you know, it's enough. One word from Him, it's enough. With Jesus, I always communicated to Jesus through my heart. It's a heart-to-heart relationship, and it's almost like a divine romance. It wasn't easy, it's not always there, but that's the way I connect to Jesus, through my heart. My heart communicate to the Father through my words. But the way I have been communicating to Holy Spirit is only on my face. When I'm on my face, Holy Spirit, I have to wait a little bit, but all of a sudden gives me an impression. The way that Holy Spirit talks, you know, the Father talks back, Jesus moves my heart. Holy Spirit, the way that Holy Spirit talks, it's impression. We think, oh, this is intuition, or this is only an impression. I'm waiting for Holy Spirit to tell me more, but that's the way I see it, that Holy Spirit talks. Impressions. Pictures. You know, you're standing next to someone in a church or in your home group or in Walmart, and you have a picture about them, or you have a picture of something, and you're moved to tell them that, hey, I had this impression. That impression is how Holy Spirit talks, the way I see it so far. In that sense, the more we spend, I've been around Heidi Baker recently in Israel. This is the year 2023, just like 3-4 weeks before the war happened. Nobody knew. We were in Nazareth and we were doing a conference. Heidi was there. But Heidi, if you see Heidi, she spent most of her life on her face. It's amazing. And even in front of people, it's amazing. It's incredible. I'm not saying we should copy it, but now I understand a little bit more. I remember a long time ago, I told Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, how can I attract you? Right? You're attracted to a beautiful person. Right? I said, how can I attract you? Attraction. What will attract you? He said, on your knees. Or I could say, she said, he said, no, God said, Holy Spirit said, on your knees. But let's go back to what I was just sharing. With the Father, I speak through words. With Jesus, I communicate through my heart. With Holy Spirit, on my face. This is just me sharing with you guys. I'm not saying this is true or even biblical. This is Cameronical. It's just Cameron, could be wrong. But that's the way I have been communicating with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Of course, there is more. But to me, that's just the beginning. That's all. One more thing before I let you guys go. You know, I gave my heart to the Lord almost 24 years ago, January 21st, 2000. And the Holy Spirit was all over me, and it was through my feeling also, and through fire, and it was incredible. But I didn't know how to communicate. Holy Spirit was just like when you give birth to a baby. It was just babying me, right? Just giving me so much attention and so much fire and feeling and everything. And that's how it started with Holy Spirit. And then I said, I really want to learn or discern the word, when God speaks. Then someone in the church said, hey, this is the scripture, my sheep, they know my voice. And I said, okay, I need to really, I was panicking to really know the voice of God and separate the voice of God from the voice of darkness and from the voice of my mind and my thoughts. And it took time. You know, sometimes I would hear something and I thought it was God, but it wasn't. And still I'm learning His voice. Same thing with when I said with impression, with Holy Spirit on our faces. We just start. I'm just starting with Holy Spirit. I've been spending time and communicating with Father and Son for 24 years. If you could say 12 and 12, right? I'm still learning. I was always filled, as far as I know, with Holy Spirit, but communicating in almost like a friendship level, intimate level, is another story, right? Just to encourage you guys, when you start with Holy Spirit, or some of you maybe already have a great relationship with Holy Spirit, you want to start with the Father, or some of you might want to start with the Son, you have the Father. Just know that we are learning, and in learning we will fall, we will make mistake, and just to encourage you just to take this journey. But if you are in a season of Holy Spirit, even if you can find 10 minutes a day on your face, just relax, just on your face, and Holy Spirit will start to give you impression, even if you're a business person, about your business. Yesterday I was on my face for a short time. All of a sudden I saw a picture of me going out. We have these elephant ears outside and it's most of them are frozen, and then all the leaves, they were just dropping down, and there's a lot of leaves around our house need to be taken care of. All of a sudden I saw myself, because for four or five hours I was working in our office. And then I felt that I just need to go out and do it. And when I went out and did it, I worked for like three hours. And it was the most enjoyable work. And I got so much done. And it's so beautiful. It looked like I did it with God. Why? It started with an impression on my face. Some of you may really need some answers from the Lord about relationship, friendship, finances, businesses, moving, buying a house, selling a house, sending your kids to school, to college, and you don't have the fund, or you have a lot of fund that you don't know where to give. On your face, even if it's 5 minutes, on your face, and don't wait for Holy Spirit to give you words. It's going to be a picture, it's going to be impression, and that's the way I understand so far. Holy Spirit speaks. That's all.